There is absolutely nothing lonelier, by Matthew Rohrer, first published in 2014, sent to my inbox from Matthew Ogle's defunct newsletter poem on May 10th, 2022. There is absolutely nothing lonelier than the little Mars rover never shutting down, digging up rocks so far away from Bond Street in a light rain. I wonder if he makes little beeps. If so, he is lonelier still. He fires a laser into the dust. He coughs. A shiny thing in the sand turns out to be his. There is absolutely nothing lonelier than the little Mars rover never shutting down, digging up rocks so far away from Bond Street in a light rain. I wonder if he makes little beeps. If so, he is lonelier still. He fires a laser into the dust. He coughs. A shiny thing in the sand turns out to be his. Okay, so a few fun facts about this poem. I have loved this poem for over 2 years now. I think about it at least once a week and read it at least once a week because I love space and because I love personification of any type of robot. WALL-E touched my heart. It touched most of our hearts. I think about WALL-E up there on the moon, even though it's not WALL-E because there's no garbage other than the garbage that we've left behind, because as humans, that's kind of what we do. We just leave crap everywhere. Anyway, fun fact number one, I've thought about this poem at least once a week since I first read it in May 2022. Second fun fact, when this poem was published in 2014, there was only one Mars rover, so he was lonely. It was the Curiosity rover, and he was first launched, I believe, in 2011. But then the Perseverance launched. He's in a very different location from Curiosity, but at least they're up there together, even if they're separated by thousands of kilometers. And your third fun fact about this poem in space and the moon and stuff, star stuff, is that there's been some really neat rock finds this summer from the Perseverance rover, actually. The Perseverance managed to find a zebra-striped rock that they think rolled down from like an ancient lake, river delta. They think it could be a metamorphic rock or an igneous rock, which is really cool. There's also been more neat rock discoveries, but that one was just published within the last like 48 hours. If you're curious to know more about the Mars rover programs, you can just Google NASA Curiosity or NASA Perseverance, and it will take you right to the mission site and you can learn more about it. I will always advocate for learning more about space. Space is cool. I'm not going to hide my nerdiness about that. Space fucking rocks, man. Space rocks, and so do space rocks. Space rocks, space rocks. Space rocks, rocks. That makes more sense. Sorry, I got really excited about this whole poem. I've been wanting to read this to you for a long time. I'm so glad that I finally had the chance to. Okay, so I think the GTA is still under a rainfall warning. Don't know, haven't checked, kind of care. You're adults. Figure it out. But regardless, please put on your SPF if you're in a sunny area. Please drink your water if you are a living human being. Please be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes on this beautifully, delightfully dreary Wednesday morning here in the GTA. I love you all so much. You know that already. I'm going to tell you one more time. I love you all so much. Take good care of yourselves, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.